Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Gonna be super lit as we dish you the best in entertainment and celebrity news. But first, let's throw it to the West Coast, and check in with our Los Angeles family, Frankie Beans and Heidi Whitey.
Heidi Whitey.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Atlanta.
Okay, as y'all already know, Portia is out changing diapers, so we have the beautiful housewife of Atlanta, Eva Marcille, sitting in for her.
Eva! We miss and you, Portia.
All right, later did Reba McEntire catch the love bug, and could former besties Jordan Woods and Kylie Jenner be mending their friendship? We're going to spill all the tea later in the show, but first, Headcrack, what you got?
Well, today's hot topic is crisis management. That seems to be what Wendy Williams' husband, Kevin Hunter, is great at. Now, rumor has it that Kevin upgraded Wendy's already bedazzled watch with 25 carats of diamonds worth $40,000. Oh, wow. Now, this is 2 weeks before the news broke out about his alleged mistress, Sharina Hudson, and the birth of their child. So you think Kevin upgraded Wendy's watch because he knew the news about the mistress and the new baby was going to break any day?
What did Kobe get his wife after he cheated on her?
Yeah, it's like some sort of ring.
Diamonds? It was a big ring.
A huge, huge big ring.
I mean, not that it's not nice to get a nice, lovely gift from somebody, but I'm telling you, it does look a little... What did you do? You know, he hands you that, and it's a beautiful diamond watch, and you're like,
You know, there got to be a reason why.
I mean, it's just a Tuesday.
It doesn't have to be a reason why. I mean, what was the reason why he gave her the watch to begin with all the zillions of diamonds the first
Probably
time?
Probably when he met the masseuse.
Yeah, but no.
I got a lot of watches.
The women wear a lot of nice diamond watches already, and this Frank Mueller here is really a nice watch. I love it, honey.
Yeah. But if you're going to spend $40,000 to make it better, why not just get her a new watch?
Like, she who has says he got it to make it better? Like, I think they give each other nice things because they both make enough money to do that, and Wendy likes nice rocks. I mean, she has some big ones. When she came here, I was like, well, damn, I needed my shades.
Who says that this watch was a forgive me, please gift? This might be just, you know, Brad brings me a cup of ice, I'll bring her a coffee. We're not mad at each other.
Give Gary some tissue for his runny nose
all the time.
Right. What if, Eva, what if Brad let you borrow her Jeep and you crash it? You just gonna come in with a cup of ice water?
Or
you gonna,
I give her my Jeep.
Singer turned beauty mogul Rihanna wants all of her fans to shine like a diamond with her new Fenty highlighter. I have one right here.
That's not it.
This is a highlighter to me. I have no idea what that means. There's some controversy around this one because it's called Geisha Chic. And a lot of fans aren't buying it. They say some fans were offended by the product, saying that the name Geisha Chic fetishizes Japanese culture.
Well, you know what? I go to Panda Express and they don't sell panda. I don't get mad. I just don't go as much.
I don't see what the problem is. I mean, when we watch Memoirs of a Geisha, it's clearly like a geisha's kind of like a kind of, and the red is kind of like being sassy and, you know,
is
not
a highlighter
afraid to,
a lip thing? I don't know, really.
A highlighter is it's a part of your makeup. So it's part of a makeup palette. And the reality is, I've been to Japan before. I went not too long ago, actually, with the housewives, and there was a whole geisha situation. And their makeup and their face paint and all that is such a big part of it. So I don't think
it's not the geishas that's complaining. These crazy-ass Americans that's complaining. Everything that we do is sensitive.
See, I mean, listen, I got a geisha facial, and you may be wondering, what on earth is that? And at the spa that I went to, and it was an anti-aging facial, and they use bird poop. Yeah, and I don't know what the connection is. Maybe
that's why you full of
I was willing to try anything.
Don't do that again, Heidi.
Well, actor Stephen Baldwin wants everyone to know that his brother Alec Baldwin is on his way to hell. So, y'all, there's a new bill in Georgia called the Heartbeat Bill that will limit abortions to 6 weeks after conception unless the pregnancy was conceived through rape or incest. And it's already been passed by the Senate. Well, several celebrities have come forward to protest the new bill by signing a petition saying they won't work in Georgia if it's signed. And Alec just happened to be one of them.
How is it? Hang on a second. Because this is the first time hearing about this bill, but
it's horrible, Heidi.
What's going to make people, if you're really, really desperate, then you'll go, then I was raped.
Thank you. That's what I was thinking.
It's like,
false accusations.
Yeah, false accusations.
Well, let me finish, y'all. Alec's support of the banishing bill really ticked Stephen off to the point he ran it on Twitter about it. He tweeted, avoided tweets like this long as I could. Now to overwhelming love will ultimately wins Jesus. But for so long, I've sat back and trusted God as my own family members have perpetrated the spirit of hate through abortion mockery and blindness. Hashtag sad, hashtag Alec, hashtag hates, hashtag pray, hashtag Hollywood, hashtag sad, hashtag going to hell, and hashtag pray.
He had hashtag pray on there twice. We get it, Stephen.
Yeah.
Who is he directing this towards?
Alec Baldwin.
His brother.
I get it.
Did you not listen to me?
He's single-handedly going to get the Twitter like letter count pulled back.
And this is really rude because today is Alec Baldwin's birthday.
That's right.
You know what? I'm so here for Alec Baldwin and his stance. I mean, what happened to pro-choice? At what point are you allowed to tell me what I can and can't
do? By the way, what happened to any man weighing in
like,
on a woman's body
me?
Anywhere?
We should be banned from
everybody. Shut up.
And who decided this bill? I think the same person that came up with G-strings and high heels came up with this bill.
Stupid.
Or they just practice safe sex.
Hashtag really, Gary?
Yeah.
Doesn't practice always work, what man. You preach.
Oh, I practice safe sex. I have none.
That is the safest way, Gary.
Thank you.
Well, singer Reba McEntire thought she was just going to go on a little day trip, a little vacation, and ended up with a brand new man. So she had a painful divorce back in 2015. She divorced Narvel Blackstock. He was also not only her husband, but her manager, and that did not go very well. So her heart was broken. And I guess it's finally healed in the newest issue of People magazine that hits newsstands Friday. She talks about her new love, which is, I think, what Frank was going to do had he not gone into radio and television. He is a retired oil geologist.
Yes, that's what I was going
to do.
You were
a geology major, yeah. So
oil geologist, drill deeper.
Yeah. You could have had Reba McEntire because Anthony Skeeter Lasuzzo is the new boyfriend.
Best name.
She told reporters, quote, I was not looking, not even interested. But I guess they met through a friend in 2017, and Skeeter, who's 70 years old, by the way, he's a widower.
Isn't it time to go by Skeet at this point?
I don't know if it's the same in Georgia, but in Indiana, Skeeter is short for mosquito.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which, you know, when you want to make fun of a guy, you go, you Skeeter Peter. Like, he's got a tiny wiener, and that's why he got the name Skeeter. That's the one that worries me, Reba.
I think that this was perfect for Reba because she was just on vacation, hanging out, getting over her ex.
She's rich, too. I mean, I went to Five Guys looking for somebody, and I ain't found nobody yet, so I'm...
The real tea here is that she's really good friends with Kelly Clarkson, and Kelly Clarkson is Narvel's... Narvel's her... Reba's...
No,
I don't care.
No, Kelly Clarkson, I got you. Kelly Clarkson married Reba McEntire's ex-husband's son.
Oh.
It's a lot, but anyway.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Reba McEntire's Kelly Clarkson's mother-in-law.
And Kelly Clarkson's like white, black China? I'm so confused.
It's the country Kardashian. Let's just go with that.
Kelly Clarkson's her own grandpa.
And she's also Colonel Sanders. explosion.
All right, man, coming up next, our former BFFs Jordan Woods and Kylie Jenner back to being friends again. We'll break it down coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
So it's been about 2 months since the Tristan Thompson cheating scandal, and inquiring minds want to know if former BFFs Jordan Woods and Kylie Jenner will ever patch things up. Well, y'all, it might be some hope, because when Kylie recently posted a picture of her daughter Stormy to the gram, Jordan's mom, Elizabeth Woods, commented by putting a bunch of hearts.
Okay.
Aww. It's so hard to deny a cute kid, though.
Yeah. And the mom ain't in it, the mom should still be able to.
Yeah, they
and
might
the baby not in it.
Yeah, and the baby ain't in it. So.
It would be ill if, like, you know, like Kylie, like, scrubbed the mom's comment, though, like, erased it.
Said it was spam.
That's like crazy. It's like one thing to have beef with someone's kid, but to, like, bring their parent into it, too. Like, yeah, I'm going to dislike your
but
mom.
But the thing is Kylie's not really in it either, right?
Exactly.
More of Khloe.
Right. But yeah. What would happen if Kris Jenner liked something of Jordan Woods?
Ah. Yeah,
what would happen then?
But if I was Jordan, I would really talk to my mom and say, don't do this. You know me and this girl not getting along publicly right now. Why would you be sending hearts to her child?
I wish I would. I am 34 with two kids and a whole husband. I wish I would try to tell my mama what to and not to do.
Has your mom ever liked any of your ex's pictures after y'all broke up?
My mom does way too much on Instagram.
See?
She'll argue it. Listen, Grandma Pickford, it's so much. She goes into the comments. Have you ever had to tell your parents, don't read the comments? My mom's like, actually.
Because then they want to comment. Like, Mom, you have to choose your battles.
And she's
don't
correcting
do
somebody. I'm like, why are you correcting these people?
Just follow. it seems like actor Tom Holland is lucky he got to keep his job as Spider-Man in a new movie, Avengers Endgame, because my man can't keep his spider mouth shut. According to the movie's directors, Joe and Anthony Russo, Tom only got the script pages with his dialogue on it and nobody else's because he was spilling secrets about the movie plot line.
Why would he do that?
Isn't there a contract against that? I mean, even when you go out for a Marvel Comics, like, audition, it is stamped all over.
Yes.
You can't say, they are so sincere. And those are just audition lines.
When you're excited and you have your friends want to know what's going on Real Housewives.
But you can't tell. Yeah. Like, you can't reveal. Like, we used to ask Portia all the time, girl, what happened? She'd be like,
the way my contract is set up.
Exactly. They not supposed to do that.
You would have had to catch her first season.
But then you're giving away the story. You're ruining it for those who didn't see it yet.
So recently, a couple years back, Tom Holland was at a press conference about the other Infinity War movie, right?
Uh-huh.
And he was, talking about the quantum realm and things that was going on with Doctor Strange. So after that, they was like, yo, man, chill. So all of a sudden, they started putting him on this thing where they was going to give him only need-to-know kind of information.
How do you have to feel to be spoon-fed, though? You're not getting the whole script. You don't know what happened yesterday, just today.
It's kind of like Spidey punishment.
You have to acknowledge that some history was made yesterday because the city of Chicago has elected its first African-American female mayor. Former federal prosecutor Lori Lightfoot. And Lori is also the first openly gay mayor of one of the largest cities in the U.S. So congrats to you, Mayor Lightfoot, and we know you will make some great changes in the Chi, honey, so come on with it.
She doesn't even really look gay, even though I don't know what gay looks like.
Let me get this mirror. This is what gay looks like, Gary.
Oh, my God.
Ta-da. I think that's awesome. I think her openness is now going to allow other people to be comfortable, to be open, and to be able to run and not feel like they're not going to get the votes because, you know what I mean?
And as long as she's making some amazing changes, none of that will matter because her job will speak for itself.
You know, I think a city as hard as Chicago needs a woman's touch.
Ooh.
And this could definitely turn some things around. It's definitely a sign of the times.
Congratulations, Mayor Lightfoot!
Now get light with it.
Hey. Up next, you won't believe what Keith Urban did to make a famous female country singer's dreams come true. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, it looks like country singer Loretta Lynn got her birthday wish, y'all. Now, the country icon celebrated her upcoming 87th birthday with a massive tribute concert Monday night. And tons of celebs came through, and they attended her birthday. And, of course, the singer was grateful, but there was one particular wish that she asked for, and she got it. You know what it was?
What?
It was for country singer Keith Urban to jump out of her birthday cake.
Oh, no! Was he naked?
Well, do you think she got her wish?
Probably. She's 87. She probably got her wish.
Check this out.
Okay.
Okay, so Gary, if I mean, you're far from 87, but...
Thank you, Eva. Go ahead. Finish.
You're circling the block.
Okay. Yeah.
Finish, Eva.
2 days from 87. No,
if you were able to, like, you know, wish for any person to hop out of your birthday cake, clothed or not, mm-hmm. who would it be?
Probably President Jimmy Carter.
You know, yeah, you know.
Please
not your age bracket.
All right.
All right, y'all, moving on. Are you guys ready to wild out with Nick Cannon?
Wow.
All right. Well, get excited, Gary, your head cracked, because Nick Cannon has something that you and you might be interested in. Take a look.
It's your man, Nick Cannon, and it's that time. Yes, it's going down. Are you a superstar? You want to wild out with me? Are you funny? Do you got freestyle skills? Can you rhyme? Do you got jokes? Are you a comedian? You just want to be on TV?
So, Headcracking Gary, does this sound like y'all? Does this something y'all want to do?
This is something I definitely would like to do.
Watch y'all let me hear a freestyle or something.
Ew.
Ladies first.
Oh, thank you, Headcracking. My name is Gary. I'm not a fairy. You don't know me because bitch don't go with me. Hey, you go, boo. You come now, baby. I'ma try.
Gary's gonna be the first captain of the Pink Squad.
Yeah.
Pink Squad.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, Gary. You did that. Yes.
All right, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Now, y'all are gonna love this, man. These gold eye masks. Now, these eye masks are formulated from all the ingredients provided by nature, the composition of which are very close to that of the human skin tissue.
Okay, crack. So how do these ingredients work?
Well, Eva, with high-density plant collagen and the gold mask-releasing technology, the ingredients can be quickly absorbed by your skin and deliver brightening, moisturizing, and pore-tightening effects.
Ooh, now I need these for my eyes, honey. Now, how much are they?
Well, guys, usually the 12-pack, and yes, I said 12-pack, Her Minerals 24K gold eye mask will cost you about $408.
Oof.
Before our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19.
Ooh.
What?
It's unbelievable. Just go to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, a man got onto a flight, baby, to find himself being the only passenger. Heidi and Frank have that story, so come right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, a man by the name of Skirmatos Stromatis. Yes, I know. It's an awesome name. He has.
I gotta give you that one. Yeah.
Skirmatos Stromatis.
Come on,
I got
people.
It. Well, Skirmatos Stromatis had the best time in the friendly skies recently because he boarded a flight from Lithuania to Italy, and he noticed something very strange. And I'm going to show you the picture of the selfie he took. And yeah, you're seeing that, right? A plane that can hold 188 people was empty except for him.
Nobody's on the jetway. Nobody's at the counter. And you're like, wait a second, this seems a little bit out there.
Sit in first class.
He didn't take the picture in first class because you couldn't see the entire plane that way to prove that it was totally empty. There's like three rows and a curtain. It's like, well, no one's in first class. No one's in this entire plane. That's why the picture's taken back there.
Open the curtain.
Why wouldn't they just bump this guy? Skirmatos Stromatis. To another flight. Say, okay, obviously we didn't fill this one up. Let's just bump him to another flight. We've sold some flights later.
Well, I guess someone had chartered the flight to get to Italy to bring a bunch of people home, so they didn't want to fly it to Italy empty.
Why wouldn't they just let him sit in the cockpit with the pilots?
Right.
You're special. The only one on the plane. I'm sitting in the cockpit, and I'm leaving on that damn slide. There'd be a lot of naked aisle dancing if I was on that flight.
Yeah.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.